She had a big old skillet. Mm-hmm. I think it's the one that was cast iron. Mm-hmm. She'd have it on the stove, and she'd have water and that a boiling. Mm-hmm. And she'd put this bacon in there, mm-hmm. and boil it. She'd boil it real hard. Mm. Now I don't know if she fried it later. I'd rather think that she cooked it by boiling it.
Yeah.
But then she'd dump that water out, and quite often if it come out too salty, she'd go through that twice, boil it twice.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Let's see. What about head cheese? Do they have that out here?
I've heard of it, but I really don't know anything about it.
Okay.
They had a lot of it in the older times when they butchered their own hogs. We don't butcher our own stuff anymore. We haven't for years.
Oh, okay.
Probably 30 years.
Does the word strain mean anything to you?
Strain?
Yeah.
Well, related to what?
This food business. Something about food and the term strain. I'm not that familiar with it.
I'm not either. The only strain I know of anything about is that when you lift too much.
Okay. I don't think that's what they mean.
No, that's not what you're looking for.
What about thin milk?
What?
Thin milk?
Thin milk?
You ever use that term?
Would it be same as skim, S-K-I-M?
Could be.
That's where you run through a separator and take the butterfat out.
Ah. Curdled milk?
Curdle is... let it start to, a word would be spoil. Mm-hmm. You catch it the right deal when it curdles and makes these little chunks. Mm-hmm. And then you get the water off of it. Mm-hmm. They make cottage cheese out of it.
Okay. Do they call cottage cheese anything else that you know of around here?
No, I'm sure there's another name or two, but I don't know.
I think there used to be a lot of them, but...
I think so.
But Kroger and things like that have killed those off.
And a lot of it, too, would be what they added to it. Okay. Like a type of flavoring or spice or something could change the name.
Yeah. They eat much cornbread around here?
They used to eat a lot. They still eat some.
Yeah. Is that what they call it, cornbread? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know how that's made or anything?
What?
Do you know how that's made?
Do you know cornbread?
Yeah.
Just a lot like bread, only it's made with corn that's ground real fine. Mm-hmm. Really fine.
Okay.
Fact is, we have a little grinder will do it.
Oh, really?
It's a real old grinder. Had a big old wheel about that big on it, you turned it in my hand, mm-hmm. and we took and got some big, I had to hunt to find a big enough pulley, mm-hmm. and I got me a little, third horse motor, mm-hmm. and fixed it, and got a little smallest pulley I could get on that electric motor. Mm-hmm. It just turns that grinder real slow.
And that's good for grinding, I think.
Yeah, we grind corn, and we grind wheat.
So do you basically dry the corn out, and then... put it through that, or?
Yeah, of course, we get the corn, it's been shelled.
Okay.
And it is dry.
Okay.
And so is the wheat. But I don't know what to do about corn, but the wheat, we washed it.
Okay.
Because there's a little dust on wheat that we have screens that we can screen it. Mm-hmm. But, and then we wash it.
Okay.
And then, of course, we get it all wet washing it. So we put it in cookie pans to dry it, mm-hmm. and then we let it stay just a little long, and it just starts to brown it, mm-hmm. and that gives it just a slight, I call it a little bit nut-like flavor.
Sounds good.
It is good, but it's a lot of trouble. Make it and we quit.
Yeah. Yeah. What about wheat bread? How do you go about making wheat bread then?
Well, I think it's a lot the same as any other bread, except you use, instead of flour, you use your finely ground wheat.
Okay. What do you use to make the bread rise?